Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. I'm kind of like, okay, I've just turned off the music, and I'm here for you folks. So how's your day going? So the theme today is happiness, and maybe some ancestors have something to say to you about happiness, and that's what I want to stay with is the idea about happiness and how to maintain it, because I believe that our natural state is to be happy, right? And that the world around us drags us out of our happiness, but that normally, if all things considered, we would be happy campers. That's my opinion, and you may disagree with me, but you're wrong. I'm just kidding. No, you can be. And so we're going to talk about that today, and I've got some callers, and we'll see what dead people have to say. But even if dead people don't have to say anything, that's okay, because what I will do is give you an article from a blog from Pam Grout, who's one of my favorite teachers, writers, and that's where it kicked me into this idea of happiness and some articles. I have fun articles today. And talking about happiness, it's one of the articles is 30 things to do at home. Now, you know, sometimes we get bored, we get, you know, like really need something to keep us going, right? So 30 things to do at home. I thought, another article I thought would be fun, that I'm not going to do all of them, but I will kind of go through them. Top 50 most inspirational movies. You know, you're kind of down, you want to get back up again. Here's some movies. They're not necessarily comedies, but they're inspirational. And what's the other one I have? I have all kinds of fun stuff today for you. 10 things happy people do to stay happy. I thought we'll probably start off with that one and work our way into the other stuff today. Okay. And then, I don't know if we'll get to that article or not. I have a bunch of articles that are just kind of like, not quite related to being happy, but I thought they were interesting, so we may or may not get to it. But we'll do the 10 things that happy people do. I thought that would be really important. And we'll see if any famous people want to talk to us today about happiness. How cool. And I have a caller, so I'll take the caller. And then we'll jump into more about happiness. I'll do Pam's article first, and then I'll do the 10 things and see what's going on in the world around me. Okay, so let me take a call. 253 area code. Ooh, where's everybody else? They're supposed to be all listed, you know. Yeah, I know it's funny, but I won't go there. I'll be happy. Be happy, right? Don't worry, be happy. Yes, hello? You're not there. Yoo-hoo. Some reason this is not working. I can't hear. Okay. What? Yeah. Well, you're talking to somebody else. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back in a minute. You weren't ready for me. Okay. So I put you on hold. 253 area code, and I will get back to you in a minute. Let me do Pam Grout's article. Oops. And then we'll get back to you, because it sounds like you were having something going on in the background, something interesting. It's warm today here. It's supposed to be like 102 Fahrenheit or 102 or 101 or something really, really, really hot. So that's why I'm trying to stay cool. Don't want to go outside much, maybe till the sun goes down, right? So Pam's article, let me do this. This is kind of, and I'll twist this around to make it sound like it's about happiness. That's a good thing to do, right? The second I decide something is done, it's done. And I just have to wait for all you've seen it. Will Smith. And let's see how that relates to us and how happiness ties into this. Or in many of our cases, we have to wait for ourselves to see it. The minute we make any intention, it's real and it's a viable creation. But until we feel it and actually be it, our intention stays on the vibrational plane that's out of our sight. That's a real basic principle of the law of attraction. You set an intention, you put it out there until actually you see it, then it's just that. It's out of your sight, right? Making intentions isn't the problem. What you've been intending is already present. Now, that's the law of attraction, right? What you've put out there into the universe, it's already in some form ready to come to you. You know, it's like it's in that magnetic field that I talk about in my writing, that of source energy, and it's ready to be put into material form into your life. So if you put it out there, the universe is going to give it to you. But let's get to the next part of the article. It's just that you and me and everybody else is stubborn enough that we keep staring at its lack. Now, let me reread that, because that's human, right? Staring at its lack. Until we catch up vibrationally, we are unable to see and enjoy our fabulous creations. So why isn't it happening? Well, let's go through the rest of the article. So I knew you're going to go, how does this tie into happiness? But we'll get around to that in a minute. As Esther Hicks likes to say, we're already created enough joy and happiness for the next 20 or 30 lifetimes. I hope this is a comforting thought, that our only responsibility is to get ourselves tuned into, okay, get our only responsibility is to get ourselves tuned into the joyful vibration where blessings flow, to begin resonating to the vibrational catalog of, okay, there's the important words here. Got to focus on these words. Fun, love, and laughter. Let me repeat those. This is all you have to do to get whatever you want in your life, according to, you know, the article. But, you know, the law of attraction would agree with you. You begin to begin resonating to the vibrational catalog of fun, love, and laughter. We literally have to distract ourselves from all the thoughts and emotions that block the natural flow. So our excuse me, I'm going to get some water. My throat's going crazy here. I don't know why it's all clogged up. Must be the heat, right? No. Okay, let me continue on. Most of us are really good at the first part of the equation, making the intention. But the second part, the part where we get out of our own way and we allow love and joy and the new Mercedes into our sphere of awareness, is often more problematic. And I've been talking about this for a while. So that's what we're going to talk about, happiness today. Happiness is getting out of the way. Getting out of the way and maintaining what she said here is that catalog of fun, love, and laughter. Let me finish the rest of the article. So for right now, forget about your intentions. Just focus on the very brilliant, juicy, fun, delicious thought you can think of. Every delicious, beautiful, fun thought you can think of. It's appreciation, right? It's focusing on what feels good, what delicious, beautiful things in your world or experiencing them, right? Getting out of the way. Be grateful for every little thing. Ooh, appreciation and gratitude come into play here, don't they? That's everything that even remotely resembles your intention and everything that doesn't. So when joy is the dominant emotion, now let's repeat that. Everybody repeat this word. When joy is the dominant emotion, you'll be able to pull good things out of the air like magicians pull rabbits out of the hat. Now, this is not just Pam's thing. Pam is just kind of really kind of regurgitating basically the principle of the law of attraction, which a lot of other people have written down and spoken in the past. So but if you take anything from this article, you take the concept that, just stay in joy, stay in happiness. If you want anything in your life, be happy first. It's not that something's going to make you happy. It's about you being happy first. If you want love, be happy first. If you want money, be happy first. If you want love, be joyful first. appreciate every little thing in your life. Get out of your own way. Okay? So let me go back. We got that all kind of 253. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to give you about 15 seconds, and then I'm going to try you again and see what's going on. So your ancestors would tell you the same thing. Your dead grandmother, your great grandfather, your aunts, your uncles, whoever it might be, you know, Sigmund Freud, Robin Williams. Well, I haven't talked to Robin in a long time. Wonder how he's doing here, spreading joy. Ooh, that's a good thing, isn't it? He's out there spreading joy into the physical world from the non-physical world. So that's Robin's message for you today. So 253, I'm back. Are you?
Hi. Sorry.
Hello. Hello.
Sorry about that. You can hear me now?
Yeah, I got through my article. It was kind of fun. So are you in a state of joy and happiness?
Yeah, I'm at work.
Is that good? Does that feel good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
If work isn't play, then you shouldn't be doing it. Ooh, do you believe that? I believe that. I believe that if your work
is
not fun, it should be. It really should be. If you don't enjoy your work, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, well, it's like everything. There's good parts and there's bad parts.
Well, you gotta the good. It has to be 80-20. 80-20. 80-20 for the good. Because if it's more than that, if it's even, then you should be doing something else. If it's 50-50, you're in the wrong job.
Uh-huh.
Really? Seriously?
I'm good.
Okay, you're good.
Okay.
So what's going on in your world today? So what's making you happy?
What's making me happy?
Or keeping you happy. I should say keeping you happy. It's not about wanting to be happy. You are happy. You just... You don't let the other things in the world keep you from being happy. So what's on your mind?
It's my creative side keeps me in joy, and then I was hoping for a message from Spirit.
Spirit. How about a male energy? How about on your father's side of the family, a male energy, like a great-grandfather?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Because you take yourself too seriously sometimes. Take yourself too seriously. Okay.
Like, in what way? I don't get it.
You don't find enough ways to celebrate your life.
Okay.
Life should be, and I'm just kind of like, hopefully this is him and not my regurgitating something from some mystical, magical creature out there, some floating around loose. like Carl Jung or somebody, or, you know, one of those people. What is he saying? If life is always serious, then you're living the wrong life. Ooh, I like that. If life is always serious, you're living the wrong life.
Mm-hmm.
You've chosen the wrong path. So just lighten up a little bit. So what he's saying, just find more things that are fun. Do more creative things. Spend more time with your creativity, because if that makes you feel good, then you're doing the right thing.
Okay.
Make other people laugh more, or help other people laugh more is the next message I get for you. Help other people laugh more, even at work.
Okay.
Yeah. People, it's sugar goes a long way. A spoonful of sugar goes a long way to get what you want from people.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So do you know what they mean by that? It means if you can get somebody to laugh, and if you can get somebody to smile, they're more willing to cooperate with what you want them to do.
Yeah.
So try that. Try more humor and trying to get things out of people, or get them to do things. Use more humor. Get them to smile more. And they're more cooperative. Okay? Have fun.
I can
enjoy
that.
Your day.
Yeah.
Go out and have some fun.
After work, I will.
No. Stop. See, you blew the whole thing.
You want me
I
to
said,
go out? I
no, I want you to have
out
fun
out
at. I want you
work.
To have fun at work. I want you to have fun at work. Okay.
Okay.
Make work. Make work play. Okay. Try it.
Okay.
Be well, my friend. Okay.
Fine,
be well.
Now.
Bye. See, when your job doesn't feel good, and when your job doesn't feel like fun, then then the law of attraction would tell you, why are you doing that? The universe will say to you, why are you doing that? Why are you doing it? Oh, it's a job. I need to earn money. You ever had a job? I've had jobs where it was about money, and I really didn't enjoy what I did was doing. They didn't seem to last very long, do they? They seem to go on for a while, and then you get disenchanted, or they get disenchanted with you, and those jobs become ugh. Okay, so we're going to jump right into happiness here. So let's get into the 10 things happy people do to stay happy. So we're on focusing on happy now. The reason I got into this happiness thing was that if you want to attract things into your life, I think Robin Williams is around today for some reason. I don't know why. He just likes to be, he wants us to be happy. He wants us to be clever and creative, happy. Depression was his downfall. Depression in his life. He tried to maintain, it was a constant fight for me to maintain a happy state because of depression and because of mental illness. Physical mental illness, and so trying to stay happy was a constant struggle for me. So if one lesson I can teach you from the non-physical world is to maintain your happiness, maintain your joy, maintain your smiles, maintain your laughter. The greatest pleasure I ever got was watching other people laugh. I would sneak into a movie theater where one of my movies was playing, and I loved to listen to people laugh. It's not that I was narcissistic, whatever, to want to see myself, but I wanted to see people laugh at what I was doing because that brought great comfort and joy to me. Knowing that kept me going was to know that people would laugh. Stand-up comedy was good at that, but just going to a movie theater, sharing any experience with other people who were watching something that I thought was really funny, or I did was that it was humorous, brought great joy and it was uplifting to my spirit. So if you can make other people laugh, if you can bring humor out of other people, that in turn will lift your spirit. And as George was talking about in the article he was reading, it's your way of getting to that place where you're in complete alignment with everything you want in life is by getting into that state of joy and happiness. Okay, I'm done with Robin. Oh, thank you, Robin. Thank you. You're going, yeah, that's crazy stuff. You know, that's Robin, really, seriously. Okay, so let me get into the article. Yeah, he was around today for some reason. Maybe it was because of the happiness thing. Oh, I know. Somebody mentioned in an email about Robin Williams being one of their favorite comedians, so that kind of kicked it open. Kicked the door open when you mention somebody's name, right? Mentions. Okay, so what are we doing? The article starts off with a quote from a song. There's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. That was Bobby McFerrin. If you've never listened to the song, look up Bobby McFerrin, McFerrin, and listen to the song. And I don't think he was a jazz musician primarily, but if you get to listen to the song, it's all about being happy, and you got to smile when you're listening to it. The article was written by Lynn Newman, and it's in tinybuddha.com. Okay, so I'm going to share this on Facebook for those who join me on Facebook. And oops, it's not there. They're not letting me share this. Oh, why? No, share time. Okay, here, share this. And Lynn Newman has a master's in counseling psychology, is a writer, painter, and game creator. Ooh, that sounds like fun, doesn't it? Game creator. Okay, so now you know all about Lynn, and she wrote this article. So let's get back to the article. So I posted it on Facebook. Okay. I was one of those people that when asked what they want in life, would say, I just want to be happy. In my past, I suffered from debilitating depression. There was a period when getting the dry cleaning and buying toilet paper was difficult enough. So I made it my mission to study and want happy people to stay happy. Then I started doing what they were doing. Okay, let me read that again. So I made it my mission to study what happy people do to stay happy. Okay, reread that again because that came out weird. Then I started doing what they were doing, and my happiness increased until I became one of those people. I used to be envious of them. Here's a list I use now on a daily basis as a reminder to increase my happiness. You know what? If you don't join me on Facebook, I'm going to do this. I'm going to post the link here in the, chat room. And so you can look this up for yourself. So bink, it's done. Uh-oh. Nope, that's not it. What happened? Let me try this again. I'm going to post the link for you guys. That was the wrong link. That was the link to my show, which is kind of like, but you're already there. Why would you want that link? Okay, here it is. There it goes. Okay, so if you want to read this for yourself later and if you want to peruse the information about being happy, look it up. Okay, so let's get it. Number one on the list, give yourself permission. Ooh, isn't that kind of a cool idea? Give yourself permission. Permission to be who you are. Permission to laugh big, to cry when you need to fail brilliantly, to make stuff. Permission to fall apart, break down, and get back up again. Permission to be different and unique. Permission to go too far and reach your dreams. So give yourself permission. Don't you love that? Give yourself permission to be what you want to be and give yourself permission to be happy. Why not? Let's do this. So I'm going to give myself permission today to be happy. I want you to say that now. I give myself permission to be happy. Done, right? Don't take yourself so seriously. Ooh, that's a biggie, right? You go through life. You got to look at things. My ex-wife used to say to me, when are you ever going to grow up? No, I don't want to grow up. I don't want to grow up, right? I want to have fun. So don't take yourself so seriously. Hold yourself with a light hand. Laugh at your foibles with amusement. If you make a mistake, laugh at yourself. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I beat myself and I'm so bad. Oh, I'm a horrible human being because I made that mistake. No, laugh it off. When things get tough or stress arises, lift your shoulders with, oh, well. No, that it's never as big or life devastating as your mind thinks. What's the worst thing can happen? You know, really, I've heard this before, and it's kind of an interesting statement. What's the worst thing that could happen? I could die. But then you'd be released, and you would be in this beautiful non-physical world surrounded by love and surrounded by these beautiful relatives, and you get to observe the physical plane. I know. You don't want to go there. So what's the worst thing that can happen? So think about that. What's the worst thing that can happen? Now, you're not necessarily going to die, but what's the worst? I could lose my job. Well, you'll get another one. Duh. Happy people trust that every glitch happens will work itself out. So that's that beautiful vibrational energy of joy. Even when you lose something in your life, you go, okay, it's going to work out. I know it. You know, this is part of the plan. I've kind of set this whole thing in motion. It's going to work out. So they give a ha-ha, and so what? Who cares? Big deal. Why not? When met with resistances. Aha. Big deal. I'm moving on. That almost feels contrary from the way I was raised, I have to admit. It's like, oh, it's the end of the world. Oh, no. Okay, so next point. Don't self-ruminate. I remember a friend of mine from Mississippi saying, Lynn, when you're going to stop staring at your own belly button in a Southern draw. When you're going to stop, you know, okay, I won't do my Southern thing. You probably get mad at me for trying to do Southern. Okay. I learned happy people don't fixate on themselves and their problems. They don't overanalyze the issue du jour. The problem of the day, and I'm going to spend 3 hours thinking about this problem, and oh, what is the solution? Oh, what is the, get the worry stone out. Oh, what's the solution? When they get stuck on a problem or in their head, they put their attention on something else. And the law of attraction would say this, spiritual principles will stay. When you get stuck and you don't have a solution, what do? You go play. You go have some fun. You go find some joy. You start to appreciate things around you, right? I remind myself not to have it all figured out. Get outside. Go back to your work. Plan something fun. I like that word, fun, right? Get back to have fun. I learned that principle, guys, 30-something years ago. You know, we don't always live by it, but the principle is, if you don't have a solution, turn it over. Give it to the universe. Say, okay, I don't have a solution to this problem. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to go have some fun. If I, as a spiritual teacher, could teach you anything and teach myself anything, if there was one principle to live by, simple principle, is when you don't have a solution to a problem, go have some fun. Go enjoy life. Go do something that breaks that. Go be happy. Get out of that. Turn it over, let it go, and be happy. Don't compare. That's my one basic principle. If I were to teach just one thing, that would be it. If you're stuck, if you don't have a solution, get out of your own way. Go have some fun. Turn it over. Let it go. Okay? Don't compare. Comparison has been compared with a little death. When we compare ourselves to others, we harm ourselves. Happy people know that they are no better or less than any other person. Someone will always be at the more evolved place, and someone will always be less evolved. Note to self, be concerned with how to get to be your best. That's all. I think that's comparison. You know, I can compare myself to Dr. Wayne Dyer, or I can compare myself to somebody what I consider to be less evolved, and we won't throw names out there. Number 45, but that's all right. No, just be yourself. Be the best person you can be, right? Okay, I'm going to check back with you guys. I'm wandering off about this whole thing. Oh, I have an anonymous caller. Well, then we'll get back to the article about being happy, because I love this stuff. This is really what it's all about. This is what life should always be about, is being happy, staying happy. Okay, so I'll take the anonymous and see. Let's get back to being happy. Hello?
Hi, George. It's me. I'm calling from Google Hangout, which is why it shows anonymous.
Ah, I like that name, though. So what's going on?
Nothing really. I was listening to your radio show, and I'm now reading the 10 things happy people do to stay happy on Tiny Buddha.
Okay, so I'll let you do that. Now, you see, you're ahead of me already. You know, and you're going to go, well, never mind. Okay.
Can I get a message from an ancestor?
To who?
From an ancestor, any ancestor.
Mother's side of the family. Male energy, mother's side of the family. I don't know who this is. Okay. What are they saying to you? I'm just trying to clarify that I'm not getting in the way here. We like this subject a lot, because we think it's very applicable to your life, that you get in your own way. Now, you're doing a much better job lately of not getting in your own way, just staying true to who you are, staying on course, but continue to allow something like that. Don't allow other people to push your buttons. especially relatives, ex-relatives, don't let them push your buttons, because that gets you off track. That gets you off into the bushes of life. So stay, when they try to push your buttons, when they try to upset you consciously because of their own pain, you need to stay focused on being clear about your mission and maintaining your joy. That's it. That's the message. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't let the button pushers get to you, basically. Got it?
Yeah. Got it.
Bye now. That was kind of cool, huh? Okay. Back to the article. So yeah, that's true for everybody. So that's a great statement for the gentleman who called in from his ancestor. But it's also true for all of us, isn't it? That people try to push our buttons, try to get us upset because they're in pain. I love that expression, because they're in pain. They want to spread their pain to you, right? They want to spread their mission, their misery to you. And well, if I'm miserable, you're going to be miserable too, right? You can't be happy. I'm not happy. So don't let them push your buttons. I like that. So well, let me get back to what we're doing. And the next statement is, make adjustments. When something isn't going your way, when your mood dips, and when you feel off, stay curious and self-aware. Fine-tune the energy in your body by making adjustments. That's an interesting thought. We could spend hours talking about that, couldn't we? How to do that. Something that makes you feel poor, why eat it? Ah, yes, I know. I do that from time to time. I'm going, why did I eat that? Pay attention to if that glass of wine the night before makes you feel crappy in the morning, or that slice of pizza made you feel bloated, and that ice cream caused you to crash, losing your focus and energy. I don't know why they got into food about this. Maybe the main point is, if you're starting to feel off, you're not feeling so good, so whatever you've been doing is kind of making you feel yucky, you got to shift your energy, right? When you're feeling stuck or heavy, take a walk. Do something different than your normal routine. Meet up with a friend. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, tune up with extra sleep, meditation, yoga, or a hot bath. Now, I use aromatherapy. Ooh, it's steaming away here. I don't know what I have in there right now. Actually, I got the fan on, so I can't even smell it, but it's permeated. You know, you get to the point when you have aromatherapy, you don't even smell it anymore. It's like it just permeates the room, right? Okay, so where are we at time-wise? I don't know. Got 11 minutes. Okay, very good. Very good. So we're on to the next point. Make adjustments, we did. Be of service and know how to take care of yourself. Sentence structure sometimes gets to me. Happy people want to give back. Ooh, this is a biggie. Ooh, giant, bigness, self. Yeah, loving kindness, right? Compassion. Ooh, biggies. Huge, giant, monstrous. If you eat, okay. They have plenty to share. They volunteer, take out to help a friend, offer to connect with people, to connect others for their benefit. Aren't in the need of getting anything back. Oh, that's a big point on that one, isn't it? You do things out of loving kindness, not necessarily to get something back, but because it's the thing to do, because it feels good just to do it. Commit to service, but also stay aware of how you can take care of yourself. When your energy gets depleted, remember to not give away to the point that you lose focus on your own emotional, mental, physical, spiritual health. Have loving boundaries to care for yourself so that you have more to give, right? If you're tired all the time, if I was exhausted and I didn't sleep well and I, you know, ate something last night and didn't sleep very well this morning, I probably wouldn't be able to do the show, or to be like dragging through the show, just dragging along, right? Next one's really important. Very important. These are all important at some level, but this one I like a lot because it's kind of raised this way and I didn't realize it until later in my teenage years and early 20s, how valuable this is. Choose uplifting friendships. When we have friendships and conversations that are uplifting, supportive, and loving with people interested in our betterment, we are on a faster track to your own, you are on a faster track, or we are in a faster track to our own enlightenment. What do you think about that? Birds of a feather flock together kind of thing, right? Birds of a feather. Okay. If you hang out with someone and don't feel great afterward, see less of that person and seek out other friendships. Go home at night and you've been out with somebody and your friends and you go, oh, that just felt so negative. That was such a negative energy. You know, pull back. Know which friends increase your happiness and nurture those relationships. Who makes you happy? Who makes you smile? Who brings out the funny in you? Who brings out the joy? And who's always complaining and whining about everything? And you're going, oh no, here we go again. Why do we hang out with those people, right? Do we feel superior to them? I don't know. Why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we hang out with the whiners? Okay, so moving right along. Number 8, we got a couple more. Well, we're going to get through these, I think. But they're fun. They're fun. And it's all about happiness, right? Be less interested in being happy and more interested in your peace of mind. That's a kind of a contrary thought, isn't it, for our discussion? I used to think happiness was about being totally ecstatic. In order to balance out my feelings of hopelessness and depression, it seemed natural that my goal was to be in maxed out bliss. But with all the highs, there's a low. We eventually come down from it. Remember not to get attached to the highs and focus more on experiencing peaceful aliveness. Now, let me finish this, and I got a little mantra for you on this, and a loving kindness meditation. When life is at peace, there's a relaxed balance, and the chances to sustain happiness and contentment increases. It's that peaks and valleys. Oh, up and down we go. I'm really, really, you know, it's that bipolar kind of thing. Oh, I'm really happy. Oh, I'm really depressed. Oh, I'm really happy. I'm really depressed. It's a little mantra. I am happy, comfortable, and at peace. Just practice that one. I am happy, comfortable, and at peace. So it's not just happy, but you're feeling comfortable. You're feeling relaxed. You're feeling good. You're at peace. You're not anxious. Okay, the next point, use your senses. As they said, the ordinary is extraordinary. Happy people receive pleasure from enjoying the simple joys in life. Really, and they're connected to our senses. This subtle awareness creates significant moments of happiness. I discovered the pleasures I receive in the warmth of a teacup in my hand and a cold winter day. I would ask you to think about this as we go through these. What are the little things that bring you a great deal of a smile on your face, a joy to your heart, right? Okay, so and I'll go through the rest of this. One of the things that makes me feel good is that first cup of coffee in the morning. Ooh, I look forward to my first cup of coffee in the morning. Okay, next one. Taste of a square of dark chocolate melting on my tongue. Ooh, I can taste it now, and I have some in the refrigerator waiting for me for later. It's my reward. Dance music in my cycle class that wakes me up. Oh, I listen to dance music while I'm walking at night, right? Smile of a stranger on the street. Doesn't that make you feel good? You're walking down the street and people smile. Now, it's good to smile first, right? It's always good to smile first. But just somebody smiling and saying hello or just smiling, doesn't that make you feel better about the day, right? The aroma of my favorite essential oil when people say, you smell so good. And when people say, you smell so good, that could be the body lotion, the perfume, the cologne. Yes, continue to mark pleasant sense experiences in your mind and carry them throughout your day to increase your spirits. I think that's really cool. That's a good point for all of us to think about, is there's a certain sense or certain smell that we love, like our cologne or our perfume. Putting a dab of it on, not that it's overwhelming and you're going, oh, okay, yeah. And three people three blocks away are going, oh. Yeah, I remember I worked in an apartment complex a long time ago in my early 20s. And we're going to school and doing missionary work. I worked part-time, and it was on the beach, and it was relatively wealthy people. And we had this gentleman that lived in one of the apartments. Later they became condos, I'm sure. And as soon as he pulled into the lot and into his parking garage, you could smell it. His perfume. I wish I could remember his name now. So I think that's a little overwhelming, but if you put a little cologne or perfume or body lotion on, that makes you feel good, that you love the sense of it. If other people don't, that's okay. Okay. As long as you're not overwhelming, right? So wear that more often. What smells good to you, and keep that with you. Continue to mark pleasant sense experiences in your mind and carry them throughout your day to increase your spirits. So if you wear a cologne or perfume or a body lotion of some kind, and now you smell it, you go, oh, that smells so good. You know, that smells so good. Or if you're in your house, if you have an incense or an aromatherapy, if it's a smell of one of my favorites, and I should put it on, is lemongrass, I believe. Orange. The smell of orange or eucalyptus. Now, that's good for the sinuses. But just smelling some of this thing, lemongrass. I love the smell of lemongrass in my aromatherapy thing. That just makes me feel good. I smile. Okay, where are we at time-wise? What are we doing here? Okay, we have 2 minutes. Oh, I got 10. Number 10, I can get to it. Yay! Okay, number 10, don't make your intimate relationships the end to all be all. I used to think the person I was in a relationship was there to give me my happiness, and rather than increase it, happy people understand that those that are in a relationship with are an addition to, not a completion of them. They live full lives so that at the end of the day, they have so much more to share. A loving reminder, don't rely on your partner's shift to shift your moods, heal you, or fill your empty spaces. And remember, it's not your responsibility to do that for your partner either. So support is an important part of a relationship. We're here on bad days with compassion and a loving embrace. We're here on a good days to cheer. But mostly we rely on ourselves to give that to ourselves. We trust that our partners can wrestle with their own demons. We offer space for them to discover their own happiness while we focus on creating our own. Now, let me read that one little paragraph. Don't rely on your partners to shift your moods, heal you, or fill your empty spaces. And it's not your responsibility to do that to your partner either. That's kind of the final thought. You know, I hear, well, when I meet that special one, I'll be happy. Oh, he'll bring happiness, so she'll bring happiness. Nah, stop it. Stop it. Be happy. You know, it's the idea of the law of attraction. If you're a happy person, if a joyful person, that's what you're going to attract into your life. So be happy, and you will attract people that are happy. And you'll just be happy together, and everybody will be singing kumbaya, and running down the street, throwing flowers in the air because you're all happy. So be happy first. So I hope you enjoyed the show. It was about happiness. I had some fun. I'll be back tomorrow. I have no idea. We'll tap into some more dead people, see what they have to say. Maybe if you have a famous person or two that you'd like to communicate with or get a message from, we can do that. I always like to talk to them because they're fun. They're interesting. They've had our amazing experiences on the earth, and they'd like to share something for us to make our lives more amazing. So love you guys. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good evening. Bye.